Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Good morning, Baltimore.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Good morning.
That's going to be stuck in my head all day now. All I need to hear is that one line. Did I ever tell you that my friends got me a Nikki Blonsky cameo for my birthday?
Yes, you did, actually.
I don't think that. I ever talked about it on the podcast. Yes. It was so funny.
That's amazing.
It was great. Because that hairspray is one of the all time best. But now Good Morning Baltimore is actually gonna be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
There's two movies that my mom took me to see. Three. Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Yeah.
One of the Twilights, not the first one.
Uh-huh.
And Hairspray.
Hairspray. Yep.
Hairspray. Great. I'm gonna watch that tonight. You know what? I'm gonna get a massage. I'm gonna watch Hairspray tonight.
Oh, it puts you in the best mood.
Yeah, it's
the best mood.
It's such a good movie.
It's just such a good movie.
How was your weekend?
I could not have had a more lame Halloween weekend. I'm so I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
Really totally fine with it. I watched a ton of football on Saturday and Sunday, and I had my friends being like, "Let's come out with us." I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even I couldn't even put the cat ears on and go out, you know? Like, I couldn't even get... It was that kind of weekend. I was like, I have no energy. I don't care. I'm going to watch everybody's stories on social media. It looks like everyone's having a nice time, and I'm staying home.
Yeah, honestly, that was probably very nice.
It was nice. It was nice.
You probably enjoyed yourself. You're probably feeling well-rested this morning.
Yeah, my parents now live in the city, so I literally just went to hang out with them and... That also kind of just means my dogs.
Yeah, you got to see
which
your dogs.
Was really nice.
That sounds lovely.
And you know, yeah, I mean, my sister went to Michigan State, so they had a big win. College football, the Eagles finally won a game. So
sports.
We just a bunch of winners this weekend.
Yeah,
but you looked fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
You did.
Yeah, I dressed as Christina Aguilera, and it was great. I had a great night, great Halloween. I would say
you crushed it.
Very, thank you. Successful night. You know.
Well, I'm glad because you had said, you know, you're not really like your Halloween going out like isn't as fun as you always thought. But there you go.
This might have been my favorite
best
Halloween.
One.
I never have a good Halloween. This was an awesome Halloween.
I love it.
There was nothing that went wrong in my opinion. I had a great time. I'm sure everyone can relate to this. You go out the next day and you find bruises on your legs that are like, you're like, how the fuck did I get this?
Yep.
I have not just bruises, like. Legit welts.
Yeah, you sent
welts
me pictures.
On my legs, and they hurt
it's
really
alarming.
Bad. No, it's alarming, and it's not like I don't remember. I remember every single part of my night. There is no possible way that these bruises, like, I just think I'm anemic. I think I put two and two together. I think I'm just anemic, and I think I have to start taking, I keep forgetting
iron.
To take my iron, and I think I need to just remember to take it, because...
I feel like
legit,
you bruise easily.
Yeah. I almost have to put the pictures after we post this podcast on my Instagram story, because it is concerning. It's not even just like a couple bruises. It's like who kicked the shit out of your legs?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. And they hurt right now really bad. But either way.
Other than that,
really fun time. Great weekend. A lot of other stuff going on. Very exciting. We were just in Chicago. Our Chicago show was awesome. My personal favorite yet. I love every city.
I know.
But Chicago was just different. Chicago had a different feel to it. It was awesome. And on top of that, we found out we were nominated for People's Choice Award the day that we were leaving for Chicago, which is so cool. And thank you to everybody who did Fran's homework assignment, because I think that's...
We did
that,
it, Joe.
Yeah, we did it. And I think that definitely helped. And it was great to be recognized. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I agree with you. I kind of thought like... We, you know, we got nominated in 2018, and we haven't the last couple
so
years.
Long.
So I was like, you know what? This just isn't in the cards for us anymore. Totally fine. It is what it is. But this year, thanks to you guys, I think really, is how we ended up back in this. Very, very excited. It is just really so cool sometimes, like, when you look at the other podcasts and you're like, wow, these are some, you know, some big names. Yeah. Here's some very legit shows. Mm-hmm. And we get to be in the conversation, which is so great. So everyone can keep voting for us. VotePCAs.com. Use all your email addresses that you have. Yes.
25 vote limit.
25. They updated it so you can just slide a little bar to 25, which is great. You can tweet hashtag PCAs, hashtag the pop podcast, hashtag chicks in the office. All three of those count as a vote if you tweet them out. Retweets count as well, so you can go back and retweet our tweets that have it in there.
Don't you get so much deja vu?
Yes.
Like, so much deja vu.
It's bringing back a lot of memories.
It is, but also just feels like another
lifetime. I was so psycho
about it. In the old office, in the radio room.
I was legit psycho about it, which is why I've been so calm about it this time.
Yeah.
Like, I was punching out crazy vote numbers last time, and we didn't win. So I'm trying to keep it.
I feel like back then, though, we didn't even have that much to do. Like, we weren't doing that much, so we had time.
We had so much time to just tweet out.
We were at, one a week?
One a week. And
I know, it's just been so busy.
We did the radio show every day, too. Yeah. But we have been really busy, but the tour has been so much fun. And then our last stop is in New York City this week, which, by the way, if you are coming to this New York City show, I want this crowd to be bananas, respectfully, but bananas, because Chicago was just, they just had it right.
You know what I also think, and this is not to, you know, take credit away from anybody, but the venue makes such a big difference. Yeah. And we didn't really know that, because like I said, this is our first time doing it. We were like, oh, we'll just pick places. We've never been to any of these places. It'll be fine. We'll like, oh, this looks nice. Oh, this looks nice. Like, didn't really think about it too much. Mm-hmm. And now we know going forward that these places make such a big difference. Like, that setup was perfect.
Joe's on Weed,
stage,
awesome.
Like, being higher, I think, like, is a key.
Oh, having a legit stage, it was like a game changer. So I'm really excited for New York. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some special guests. It's going to be a good show.
Like, we're all our families are going to be there.
Me and Noah have talked about
No, you can talk about
it. Noah's like,
or Noah and I mean, sorry. I have been talking about disinviting our families and friends. Because we're so nervous. I don't know. Fran doesn't like get like this. Oh, I don't know why. But me and Noah are so nervous about having our families and friends watching us. Like,
It's funny. I'm actually the complete opposite. I'm so excited for my parents.
No, I can't. Oh,
not
my
even
God.
Like, as a joke, like, oh, yeah, I'm dreading them. Like, you saw me last week. I wouldn't let anyone talk about it while we were in Chicago.
I have, like, my heart has been beating, racing all morning thinking about this. I woke up this morning, the first thing I said was, I'm so nervous about Wednesday. Like, it's just because I feel like a pressure that if, and we have been, like, you know, people have been laughing, people have been having a good time. I feel like I'm going to get up there and, like, forget how to be entertaining and funny.
You're just going
to
lock eyes with your parents.
And no, I actually think, here's the thing, I actually think my parents are going to, I'm an entertainer in front of my family.
Yeah.
It's more so, like, when you mix in, like, I don't know.
Too many worlds coming
together. Yeah, too many worlds. Yes, that's what it is. It's like, I don't know who to pander to. Do I pander to my family or do I pander to the crowd?
Yeah.
There's so many lanes you could take. it's just, I don't know. I'm freaking out. I can't even talk right now. I'm freaking out about it.
All right,
I'm taking my jacket off. I'm getting sweaty.
We're going to be good. The show's going to be awesome. But really, like, not to be that guy, because, you know, we're playing it cool this time around, but please vote for us.
Yes, please vote for us.
No, I'll put the link in the description.
Yes.
Yeah, because, like, I know, I was thinking about it before I went to sleep last night, and it's just
praying on the side of your
head. Yeah, pretty much. It's just so cool.
Yes, it is. It is very cool.
It's so fucking cool.
I cried
cool.
immediately.
You did.
I cried immediately. And,
I know.
Oh, also, shout out to Ravioli Girl. She's how I found out.
It's fantastic.
She was the first tweet I saw. She was like, congrats on that. I was like, wait, what the fuck? It was unbelievable.
Honestly, like Conan O'Brien is like a legend.
Yeah.
And he's just right below.
Yes. Vote for us. It's very cool. And thank you to E and the PCAs and everybody involved, because we feel very honored and we're very excited.
I know, like, I wanna go to probably the show, yeah. Yeah, I really hope we get to go.
Come on. Here's the thing. If somebody's listening really over there, which we get to go. I don't know, maybe they are, maybe they're not. We'd love to go to the show, and I think you'd get a lot of traction on social media if we went. Yeah. I think that people forget how much Barstool brings to the game.
You're just talking as if a producer is listening right
no,
now.
No, I know yeah. I am. I'm talking it up like I'm Erica at one of these meetings talking about Barstool.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like it's true. It's not like
I remember last time that was like you guys didn't win, but like that's all anyone was talking about.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
I mean they showed us multiple times.
I know, and it goes crazier than some other moments at the show. So I'm just throwing that out there. I think it would be great if we were able to go, and we'd love to get back to LA. Anyways, let's get into some topics for the weekend.
Yes,
we had Halloween weekend. We'll do a little recap on that. Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. I love these rumors. Gigi Hadid and Zayn have broken up. Ooh. And Katie and Blake have broken up. Yep. So we have a lot to talk about.
A lot. Yeah, we have our interview with Victoria Garrick. I know. I said it to you, but I said it like I was saying it on the show, but I really was just saying it to you.
Interview with Victoria Garrick. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we also have an awesome interview with Victoria Garrick. You guys may have seen her blow up on TikTok over the past year or so, and also talk about her podcast as well. So let's get into it, starting off with Halloween weekend.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So obviously Halloween was this weekend, and everybody's favorite thing to do during this week is to look on Instagram and see all of the celebrity costumes. This time around, a lot of Instagram photo shoots and not many parties, I think.
I feel like this is that is my foot. Yes, you've been touching it for quite some time.
I just noticed that I've been playing footsies with you for about 20 minutes now.
Yep, that is correct.
Sorry.
I think that with COVID, a lot of like celebrities who would get dressed up for these parties and then post pictures now are just getting dressed up for the sake of posting the pictures. And there's not really any other, like Hailey Bieber did a full Britney photo shoot, multiple looks. It was fantastic. She looked amazing, but she didn't wear it anywhere. It was just like for Instagram, I think.
I think that this is the thing they do now. And I feel like the Kardashians started this. Remember when they did all the Victoria's Secret Angels? And then last year, Kendall did Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is just the thing people do now. They have these photo shoots planned weeks in advance. Yeah. And they post them around Halloween weekend. And I think they're cool. I think that Hailey Bieber looked fucking awesome. Yeah. I think that she kind of like fit the Britney vibe really well. Kourtney Kardashian did something with Travis Barker. They did
Ariana
True Romance.
Ariana Grande did like a full blue, like Creatures of the Black Lagoon, like photo shoot as well with Dalton was a part of it also, but there's a lot of talk about that Courtney and Travis costume because of the connection of that movie with Travis and his ex-wife. It is weird to me.
What is the connection?
It was like their favorite movie. It was Travis and Shanna's favorite movie. They named their daughter Alabama after a character in that movie. That was like their movie.
That's strange, but maybe he just really loves that movie.
And he's just rebranded with a new woman.
Okay, but here's where I'm going to throw this out here. Say you really love a movie, right?
Yeah.
And then you shared that love for that movie with the person you're with. And then they love that movie. But then you end things with that person. You still love that movie. And then you tell the next person how much you love that movie. You maybe they also love that movie. You know what I'm saying? I understand why it's weird. But at the same time, it's like, do you change your likes and dislikes depending on the person you're with?
No, but like maybe find a new movie that you bond over.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't have to like recreate this one.
Yeah. I don't know. That like it's like maybe think of made me think of something else. But yeah, like, and then I think there were a ton of good ones, because what sucks is this is year two now without Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She
2 years now. She's saying she's hoping 2022, but
it's usually her party where you see the best of the best. Yep. And I got to be honest, I was pretty disappointed this weekend. I did not see any standout costume to me.
Right. I wasn't really blown away by too many looks, I would say.
Yeah.
I really liked Lizzo's Baby Yoda costume.
Yeah, people were creative in some ways,
but there was just so much of what we expected, right? So much Kravis, so much Megan Fox and MGK, so much Squid Game.
Question. When somebody, and I don't want to have this sound like, because I think that people crushed some of these costumes, the Travis and the Courtney and the Megan and the Machine Gun Kelly, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, I went into this weekend, and I'm sure you went into this weekend, and other people went into this weekend thinking, oh, I can't go as Megan Fox. So many people are going to be Megan Fox.
Yeah.
So when celebrities dress as, I'm like, did you guys not realize that everyone was going to be this? Like, granted, so many people are going to wear the same Halloween costumes. Yeah. It's so hard to be different on Halloween. Like, it really is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you guys couldn't think of anything else? Like, you really were just like, you know what? We really want to be Megan Fox as well.
Yeah. You know, I didn't see that many. I thought I was going to see more Kim Kardashian Met Gala. Mm. Didn't see as many as I thought. Did you see my friend Lauren?
No.
Oh, boy. She did it. She's like one of the only people I saw who did it. And she was, I mean, this is like unfair for the podcast because everyone's like, who the fuck are you talking about? But my friend Lauren did the full Kim Kardashian, and this is her on her stairs in her apartment.
Oh my god, she crushed that.
Yeah,
can
so
we put
good.
This picture in there so people good. Can see, like, now we're talking about this.
So
and
good. So shout out Lauren, she did a great fucking job and it was incredible. The biggest moment for me, by far, not even close, where I woke up Sunday and gasped for air, truly, was Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, and Olivia DeLonge dressing up as Paolo and Lizzie and Isabella. First, I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. Joe looks fantastic. The girls look fantastic. They crushed it. I wish more people did that Halloween costume. And then Joe goes and posts a picture with Demi Lovato on his Instagram story. They were both at the same Halloween party. They did record the Jonas family roast this weekend, which, you know, whatever, wasn't invited to. That's fine. I would have been a great audience member. Yeah. But
the fact you weren't invited.
They
really don't think about you as much as they should.
That's what I'm saying. And then they went to a Halloween party afterwards. Demi was at that. There was a ton of people at this Halloween party, Baz Morgan's Halloween party. And Demi was there. It's just the first time we've seen them interact in any positive way in a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it's because it's at the point with Demi.
We thought Demi hated them.
Right, but Joe Jonas is probably like, all right, Demi's talking about offending aliens. Let me just end this feud.
I don't even know if there is...
Not feud, but like it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares about the past?
Right. Enough time has passed that now they can... But it was just, you know, he tagged Demi, put the little heart. Demi reshared it. It's just for those who have been along for the ride of Demi and the Jonas Brothers for as long as I have...
Mm-hmm.
It warms my heart. It really does. Because when that situation happened and Demi's management, Philly Mac, the whole thing fell apart and Demi's got fake Jonas Brothers in her music video, it just feels like it's a part of their life that Demi's moving away from. But this picture gave me the hope that there could be a friendship still there.
I do think there could be a friendship. I don't think they're going to be the best of friends, but oh. when they see each other, it's fine.
They don't hate each other, which is really what I think everybody thought. So this felt like, this was very heartwarming. It was.
Yeah, I agree. I think that what stood out to me this weekend was the biggest moments, Hailey Bieber gives us nothing.
What do you mean?
Did you see what she wore to the Halloween party?
Oh, yeah, but that's like, this is what I'm saying. They're going like casual Halloween parties at like people's houses, so it's like, we're not going to go all out. We're going to go all out for the photo shoot.
They went to that party.
No, I know.
But I'm just like, she looks so good every day.
Yeah.
And then Halloween comes, the Met Gala comes, and it's like, what's happening?
She did the Britney photo shoot.
I know, but...
I know. Kylie didn't really dress up either this year. She said she was too busy being mommy. I know.
She's pregnant. She's got a...
Yeah, of course.
Know, Stormy to
of
watch.
Of course. But yeah, I will say that I think there was a very funny video that I saw of Ariel Vandenberg coming into the party too.
Well.
She like always dresses up as Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber was at the party and she was just like, oh, fuck.
How do you end up at a party with Justin Bieber?
Jason Kennedy. I think he's that guy. He's True. That glue guy. He's got wet. He's got friends in all different directions.
Need those glue guys.
And when you like, if you're invited to a party or you're invited to Jason Kennedy's house, there's a chance Justin Bieber's there.
Yeah,
which you probably don't think.
Right.
But
that would make sense.
Yeah. And I think that is what happened. I'm trying to think of any. I feel like I really didn't see too many other people that I was like, that's
what I'm saying.
Crazy.
Nobody really like stood out to me.
Oh, The Weeknd was. Did we see his?
Oh, I did see The Weeknd.
Yeah, he was the Godfather. It's actually like he always has a crazy makeup where like it's
yeah
it's
he
so
does
realistic.
He does. Anybody that spends the hours upon hours in the makeup chair for their Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, that's like what I was saying with Ariana Grande. That had to have taken hours. Yeah. That's like full movie prosthetics, you know?
It's so confusing in a way because you're like, are we doing it? Are we going that long? We're going that hard just for the likes?
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, I guess I respect it.
Lil Nas X did Ned's Declassified.
Thank God you just brought that up. That genuinely I loved.
That really
That's a
made
throwback
me laugh.
That I could get down
Doja
with.
Cat was, who's the mean girl in Rugrats?
Angelica?
Yeah, she was Angelica.
Yeah, I
that's
a good one.
That's a great costume.
Good costume. Ooh. You know what I really was, I had a lot of Harry Ween FOMO, a lot. And I loved his Dorothy costume. He looked so cute.
He's great. Did you see him perform Toxic?
No.
He covered Toxic.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Ugh.
I feel like he's played at Madison Square Garden like 10 times in the last month.
I just got chills.
Ugh,
Grace O'Malley just tweeted, for real, how long has Harry been at MSG?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Every night I feel like he's at MSG.
Yeah, he's been. This was like his fifth or sixth performance like this month,
yeah,
I
that's
think.
That's insane.
Sweetie did Halle Berry's Catwoman, which was really good. And then I saw a lot more like Gossip Girl, I feel like, than...
I saw Blake Lively.
You know, I saw a lot of like Blair and Serena's, you know, which happens all the time, but...
Why don't we start bringing back the bees and the ladybugs? Remember when we were younger everybody wore like a bee or ladybug costume? Let's start bringing those back.
That one Luggage Guy Trent reaction was good, that video.
Yeah, there were some really good ones. You know what was a big one for the kids, I think, that I didn't realize, but I just, because walking around the city yesterday, I just saw so many people. It was the blow up costume, but it's an alien and it looks like the alien's holding a person. Mm. So it's like the human's head is in the human blow-up part, but then its legs are in the alien, so it looks like it's like an alien capturing you. I saw like 15 kids in that blow-up costume walking around yesterday.
You know what?
Did you ever do a blow-up costume? No. I guess we were too young. They weren't really like a big... I don't think they were really big when we were younger.
I don't think I would like that. I think it would be fun for like a little bit, but I don't think I'd like to walk around
with that.
I think I
would do it one time. I also saw a kid riding a dinosaur.
That's a good one. I'm always a fan of those.
Yeah.
My mom got a huge cardboard box and like painted all over it, and it was like an iPod. And like I was just wearing a huge cardboard box.
I saw I
and
walked
it said
past
the song I was playing was so American funny. Idiot by Green Day.
Amazing.
You being
that's
an
amazing.
iPod is an iPod. So fucking funny.
I did see a kid walking down the street in the city in just a giant cardboard box. It wasn't painted.
No, it's an iPod. I can't stop picturing it. It's
was
really
there a
cutout
cut out little cutout for your face?
Like the box stopped here and it had cut out to my
oh,
arms.
Oh, okay. That is so funny.
That's really killing me.
That is
I
so funny.
Sit down.
A kid was walking the streets of New York in a cardboard box. Like over
yeah,
his head.
That's dedication.
Like it was like over like he was yeah. just a box. He was just a cardboard yeah,
that's
box.
That's a good costume. That's easy.
It was like a little slit for his eyes. He didn't even have anywhere for his hands. He
simple.
Was just a box.
Simple. I'm happy Halloween's over.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving time. Let's go.
Yeah. On to the holidays.
Let's get into those mashed potatoes.
On to the holidays.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it looks like Pete Davidson's crossing more women off his bucket list. This time, Kim Kardashian. Okay, Pete.
You know.
Not Big Rhea?
I'm just like, it's just funny because this blew up so much and I just can't. I know I'm like going to be annoying. I just there's clearly nothing going on between Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
What do you mean? Wait,
I really don't like I think
Are
Kim
you
looks
joking?
At I think Kim looks at Pete Davidson and is like, "Oh, Pete, like hold my hand. I'm scared like on the ride." Like,
I know that is. And like, also I want to fuck you.
I just don't think so.
What?
I just don't think
you
so.
Think name another person Kim Kardashian's just holding hands with on a ride. Like, she doesn't do that.
Well, when have we ever seen her on a roller coaster? Does she...
Pete Davidson's the only one who can get her
scared.
On a roller coaster.
I think...
You never know. You could see her just being like, I gotta hold someone's hand.
I think that Pete Davidson has something about him that even if before that Kim Kardashian just looked at him like a friend... She holds Pete Davidson's hand for one roller coaster ride. She wants to fuck
it's
Pete Davidson
after.
It's the
MGK,
after.
Like Kate Beckinsale, like them two, like are just great wingmen. I feel like where MGK like introduced them.
Yeah, and then if you have like... MGK with you got MGK with Megan Fox, who's with Courtney and Travis, who's with Pete Davidson and Kim yeah. Kardashian. What a crew!
And they obviously like.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. I really do think they're friends.
I can't wait until...
Friends?
I can't wait until...
Friends. You think Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are... We're yeah. not going to be friends.
Yeah.
I can't
I
wait
until
there's like a picture of them like making out and I'm going to play this clip.
That's again. Great. That's great. I will... Honestly, if that does happen, I'll be even more excited because I'll be so floored that it's a possible thing. Right now, I'm a picture of them holding hands. I'm just like... I feel like she looks at him like a little kid and is like, hold my hand.
No, I think she's giddy in those photos. Mm. I really think that there's something about Pete Davidson that girls around him are just like, I just want to fuck this guy.
Who else was with them? Like,
it was a huge group of people.
Yeah, but coincidentally, those two are just holding hands on the roller coaster, riding. When you're riding a ride with somebody, come on, there's a group of people. You know who you want to ride the ride with. I remember talking about this, you know, with the Haunted Mansion when you're younger. Who are you going to go on with? Oh, there's a roller coaster two-seater. You're with a big group of people. Who are you going on with? It's the person you have a crush on.
The only thing I would say is there's a video.
Incredibly hard.
A video of when the ride ended and Pete Davidson just walks out. Like, doesn't help her get out of the thing and just, like, walks away.
Well,
but,
that's,
you know,
early days.
They're all friends. They were in a big group of people hanging out, and I think that they're all just friends. And this is what I'm never one to just believe what the tabloids say or whatever, but, like, you know, the whole People magazine, they came out, they're like, they're just friends. They were,
You're underestimating.
That's
they're just friends
right
until
now.
They're not.
I just... He's not, I guess, I don't know. I just feel like he's not Kim Kardashian's type at all.
I just feel like Pete Davidson can fit into anybody's mold at this point in time. Just because of
you're
the allure of Pete
Davidson. You're not
Davidson.
Wrong about that.
Maybe that's just like.
But I just feel like she's like, he's like a kid to her.
MGK and Travis Barker, they're very similar to like his type, where it's like that's the cool thing. That's what's in now.
Right, like Kim Kardashian might be like, oh, like
white
Pete,
guys with tattoos.
Yeah, Pete's in right now.
Maybe. But I just feel like they were all having fun. It just seems like they were all posing for all the photos that they were doing. It was like, oh, we're all going to pose in the different rides, like, and do different things. So I could feel like Kim be like, I'm going to hold your hand. Like, and Tracy's like, Tracy's making a face. And then they also went down like a log flume.
Yeah, the log flume.
And it was Steph and Harry.
Did I not mention this?
They're all doing the rock and roll. Like, they're all get their tongues out. Like, I just feel like they went onto every ride being like, all right, yeah, but everybody make a face for the camera.
Yes, but then you do that with your friends, and then you have a crush on them.
Maybe, they went into it just friends. But then after they went on the log flume.
No. The log flume is where things get really serious. I talked about
this. There's another picture
Noah?
On the roller coaster where they're not holding hands. They're just giving a number one with their tongue sticking out. It wasn't like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not
I feel like there's
yet.
More signs pointing toward yes than no.
My jacket.
I disagree. I think more signs point to just friends.
We're going to have to wait and see.
We'll see.
We'll see in the upcoming weeks.
We'll see. You know, Courtney and Travis, madly in love, they went on that log flume without anybody else. they didn't bring any other friends on the log flume.
But it's early days with Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
They're holding hands.
But you go with your friends. You go with your friends when you're just starting to talk.
Yeah, well.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater at all.
You're a Pete Davidson hater.
I'm not a Pete Davidson hater. I just don't buy a Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian romance.
Pete Davidson romance.
Oh yes, not, yes, 100%, 100%. I buy a Pete Davidson Rhea romance over a Pete Davidson Kim Kardashian romance.
I think it's so the opposite. I could
no.
So
has she written a log for Pete Davidson?
No, and I don't think I ever will. I so much more see Kim Kardashian with Pete Davidson than myself.
I think you want to fuck Pete Davidson more than Kim Kardashian wants to fuck Pete Davidson.
I want to fuck Pete Davidson so bad.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think Kim Kardashian
where is he?
Is feeling that.
I don't think Pete Davidson's going to talk to me after me publicly saying the amount of times that I'd like to bang him. But
Maybe he would.
I guess. I mean, it's that easy. He's like, that's an easy girl right there. It's easy.
That's it. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, I'm all aboard the denial train, I guess. A pretty crazy last few days for Gigi Hadid, Zayn, Yolanda. This came out last week, Thursday, and basically Zayn put out a statement after allegations, rumors, whatever you want to call them, hit TMZ, saying that Zayn had struck Yolanda during some kind of dispute and that she was considering pressing charges, which then led Zayn to put out this statement on Twitter where he basically said that he wasn't really going to address any of this because he's trying to keep his family life private and wishes this could have been resolved without involving the press and the media and things like that. When he has come out and denied these things, and he also said he was like going to comply with what was going on because he wasn't trying to create some bigger issue or like trying, he wants to keep a safe space for his daughter. So that comes out. Then it's like, okay, Gigi and Zayn have broken up. Gigi was away for work around like September 29th when she immediately like left Paris. We not know the reason, but this seems to be the reason that something had happened at home and she had come home. And so Yolanda claims that he was like there was harassment charges and obviously some kind of physical act. What the court document says that he was charged with 4 counts of harassment after an incident on September 29th in which he allegedly grabbed Yolanda and shoved her into a dresser, causing mental anguish and physical pain. The former One Direction singer also allegedly hurled a series of insults and continuous cursing at Yolanda, including telling her to stay away from his fucking daughter. That's where, I mean, TMZ put some of those statements out where, like, I wouldn't even repeat them on this podcast. Like,
it's bad. It's really not good.
Really bad.
I feel very sad for Gigi and all
so
of this.
So sad, yeah.
I think that she obviously wanted Zayn to like be a good guy for her and a good person for her. And obviously they have their daughter. And it just seems like he has a lot of issues that we're seeing Now, I mean, for years now, we've seen it. And time again, people, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, it was a one, like, oh, this yeah. happens. Zane's a good guy, whatever. And it just seems like he's got a lot of issues that are not fully dealt with. And then they come out like this and it's like, oh, whoa, that's really, really not good at all. And you feel really, just really bad for Gigi and all of this. It's yeah. Like, just, it's sad. It is really sad.
It feels like there is a little bit of, and this is just, you know, from what we've seen in the public, a little bit of like an aggression problem with Zane. We've seen him get into fights. We've seen him argue with people. He did plead no contest to multiple charges of harassment. So he now has to serve, I believe it's like, he's on probation now. And he's required to serve 90 days of probation for each of the four counts. So that's 360 total days. He must also complete an anger management class and a domestic violence program. But despite all of this, you know, they're and one of those counts is to Gigi, like harassing Gigi as well. I guess they had some kind of phone conversation while she was away at work where he allegedly told her to strap on some fucking balls and defend your partner against your fucking mother in my house. Zane and Yolanda clearly have had a strained relationship for some time, which we did not realize because it always seemed like Zane spent so much time in Pennsylvania at the farm and with Yolanda, and like that's where he was, it felt like, for a lot of the time, and that they would have that they were all right. But things clearly have taken a terrible turn. But somehow, I don't know if this is just Gigi's team trying to get this out there, but they do say that he is a great dad and he loves his daughter. And currently Zane and Gigi are not fighting because they are trying to co-parent Kai and make sure that she is all right. However, you know, obviously Yolanda and Zane cannot be around each other. Like, I think there's probably some kind of restraining order at this point, I would think.
Yeah, I feel like the Hadids pop off in their fights.
Yeah.
Like, I'm picturing the families getting into some crazy fights. And obviously, I'm not, like, putting this. I'm saying adding Zane into the mix. It's like, whoa, I feel like it's just not a good mix at all. And I feel like if they were spending a lot of time together in Pennsylvania, just in each other's space, probably can get really hectic as if they've had a strained relationship before that. So this is just not great. I think that Gigi and Zane, unfortunately, it's one of those relationships that's like, they break up, they get back together, they break up, they have a daughter together. So the chances of them getting back together are probably pretty high. But is it a good thing? Probably not.
Yeah.
If he can't be around Yolanda, which I don't see how you could after this point.
No.
Like, Yolanda's not going to want to be around him. And that's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And I don't even think... I think that they just got a co-parent, or I mean, it's not my place to say, but it just seems like Zane and Gigi are not really gonna work out.
No, I don't think so either. And yet the Yolanda situation, it just feels like she may be like, I can see Yolanda being very, very involved in Kai's life, and that like, she's very involved in her children's life. So, of course, she's going to be very involved in her grandchild's life. And Zane maybe doesn't want her that involved that much, but she wants to be there. So she's showing up when Zane doesn't want her there. But she's like, this is my grandkid. I'm going to be here. And it just has caused this friction and it's exploded in the absolute worst way possible. A source from Zane. So it's right. It's like you hear these sources from Gigi where it's like one thing, sources from Zane, another thing. A source from Zane is the one who's told People magazine, like, Zane's an amazing dad. Gigi said so. They're not fighting. They're actively and amicably working to find the best way to co-parent right now. Yolanda is inserting herself into a situation that does not involve her. So that it's, you know, that of course that's going to say that, like, Gigi's reps put out a statement that said she's just focused on Kai. Asked for privacy at this time.
Right.
Like you said at the beginning, it's so sad for Gigi because this
is
her daughter so young. This is her mother.
And also, you can't really blame Yolanda for getting involved too, right? Like her daughter.
No.
At the end of the day, when, I mean, I just assume when you become a grandmother, you just become so attached to your granddaughter and want the best for the kid. Yeah. And then if you don't see that happening, you're probably going to be, you know.
Right. And if she's already been like such an involved mother where it's like, if that's something that Zane's maybe not used to, it's that can cause problems and he wants her out of their space, but she doesn't want to. But then Gigi gets put in the middle where it's like, I'm not going to kick my mom out of our house. But mm-hmm. It's just, that's the absolute worst situation. Absolute worst. Yeah. When like, I think your boyfriend, husband, father of your baby and your mom, who you're very close to,
don't get along.
You just can't be in the same room together.
Yeah, it's just not going to be good in the end.
No.
So this is a sad situation, but
very sad.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Another breakup, this time in Bachelor Nation. Katie and Blake have split. They've been together like 6 months-ish. They both put out a mutual statement, same thing on Instagram, which was funny because at the Chicago show, you were like, let's read both their captions. I was like, Rhea, they put out the same caption.
I was going to say that the best part about talking about this was when Grocery Store Joe said at the Chicago show, he's like, I just wish a couple one time would say, you know what? No, we don't mutually respect each other. We're pissed at each other. Like, we hate each other. And then him and Serena said that they both said mutually that it's going to get ugly if they ever break up because they really care about each other.
Right.
And so I thought that was honest and funny. And it's like, Katie and Blake, I think we always had a feeling weren't going to work out, or at least I always had that feeling. We love Blake. And I think that him and Katie, as much as they wanted themselves to work out, they weren't as compatible as they maybe thought. Like, yeah, maybe they had a lot of sex and they had great sexual chemistry, but did they actually like each other's personalities? Who knows?
I think that they really had a chance of working out if they were maybe like same place, same time. I think this was a major timing thing for them. Katie was on Instagram this weekend. I did watch it. She said that they still are in communication. Like, there is that respect there. They are trying to, you know, support each other as friends now. But it makes sense when the show ends. We see them together a little bit. But then, you know, Katie's now focusing on work stuff for her. Blake went to Africa. It's one of his passions. It is conservation. And, you know, so now he's there and he was there for a long time. That's very hard. Strained on a relationship that's really just getting started. Now you're spending all this time apart from each other. So now it was one of those ones where you saw it and you were like, yeah, this makes sense. Because it just feels like they're going down different paths right now.
Yeah, I can't see the relationship working out when they can never be in the same place. Yeah. It's like, how are you guys ever going to see each other at that point? It just becomes a texting relationship or calls, and you're going to want to...
Different priorities.
Yeah, different priorities. You're going to want to see each other. You can't. It's going to get hectic, and it's just not going to work out. And I think that we kind of all saw this coming, and I think people are frustrated because they're like, we just want to watch a show one time where it fucking works out so we don't feel like we're wasting our time. And it's like, well, we can't force these couples to stay together either. You know, they really do only meet each other on the show. They don't know each other outside the show. And I think people need to recognize that, because it's not
always... You can't blame them for breaking up after 6 months.
You can't.
You really can't.
Blame them. They only knew each other from the show.
Yeah.
You can't be like, you guys have to stay together forever. I'm not watching this show now because people don't stay together. It's like, you cannot force people to stay together.
Yeah.
You really can't. So I think that we knew that this was coming or at some point. And I think it's funny, the whole same caption thing. I don't know why couples do that. It's like, what are we doing here? It just makes no sense to me. I mean, nothing's coming from the heart. You guys got a publicist to write that fucking caption.
Yeah. At this point, it's just like, post a picture and just write, you know, we broke up.
Broke up. Broke up by Lil Wayne. Just make that the caption.
Like, that's it, guys. Just want to let you all know, we broke up. We're figuring it out. See ya. That's it. Because, especially when it's like, Especially when it's just so, the wording is just not
with
real.
We have mutual respect.
It's just not real real people words.
No, they don't. People don't
no
talk
like that. No one speaks
like
this in
but
real
But the thing
life.
Is, Katie does. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
We are so grateful for the moments we shared together and the entire journey that has unfolded this year, but we ultimately have concluded that we are not compatible as life partners, and it is the most caring choice for both of us to move forward independently. It's just like, we broke up. We didn't really like each other. We're going on different paths.
Or not even
it.
That we don't like each other. We just, you know, we don't see each other working out.
Blake's been in Africa for a month. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to, like, no wonder they broke up. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and I'm not putting blame on Blake because he's going and living his life the way he wants to live it. And that's totally fine. But when you're on this show, you're not like, okay, what's our 6 month plan? Where do you want to be? It's like that happens after you get off the show. And then you're like, oh shit, we really have different ideas of how we want this to go.
We're actually not going
to
be in the same place for at least 5 months. Yeah. So maybe we can't be.
Maybe
together.
This is not going to work. And like, you're from Canada. Hello. Like, he doesn't live in this country.
Yeah. One's in San Diego, one's in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stars aren't aligning for these two.
Yeah, exactly. It did not work. It's not like we have a plan in place. Bachelor in Paradise really does, I think, generate the couples that go the distance, because, you know, Joe did tell us that they are going to move to New York. Grocery store Joe and Serena.
Oh yes, we did.
We can say that. No,
I think.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
No.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if it's a secret or not.
No, he said it on the stage.
He said it on the
stage.
He
took it back. So. Who knows?
No, it was. He literally said it on stage. Well, he was joking because we were in Chicago, so he was like. No.
Yeah,
you know, he was like, yeah, but yes. He said in the microphone. Everybody heard him.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't really talk about Grocery Store Joe, how that went.
Well,
being
it was
with him.
Awesome.
It was
I mean, him and Serena were awesome.
They're so fucking cute.
Here's the thing. I kind of blacked out during dinner, so I've been trying to not talk about that night.
They are so freaking cute, and you can just tell, like, there are certain couples that you spend time with where you're just like, I don't know if I see it. Them, they're just...
You so see
Serena
it.
Serena has a nut allergy. We bonded over the
Oh, you could so see it with
you
Joe
just
and Serena.
Could see it.
They're
like,
so
they were
love.
So caring.
She's so cute.
And so, like, just...
You can just tell.
So
you
cute.
Can just tell. They're like,
I know.
They're like all over each other.
Look, they're in love.
They are.
They're in love, so...
But not Katie and Blake.
No. Nope. Different story. We got a great interview with Victoria Garrick. She is the absolute cutest. But I will say, guys, this has been a long month. October has been an absolute marathon. I honestly can't believe this month is already over. It's November. It's November 1st. We're not talking about that enough.
It's November 1st.
We're just really not talking about that enough. So I need some time to unwind. I really just feel like I need...
I'm still
some
in
chill
the summer.
Time. I basically skipped Halloween, folks. Like, that's how much I could not deal with how busy we have been.
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest, our friend. She's an influencer, amazing TikToker, Victoria Garrick. Thank you for joining us in studio. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm so freaking excited to be here. I'm great. I'm in New York. Love the city. Used to come when my now fiance lived here. It's my favorite. I feel like every time I come, I'm like, I wish I lived here, but... Then I go back to the beach.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Super
wish I
fair.
Lived there. It's a lot of garbage, smells.
No, it's fun paced, but it's like the version of me I
you
wish I could
You know how
be.
Much your apartment in where you live would be if you lived in New York. So
not, it wouldn't exist.
Doesn't
for me.
Exist. It's, yeah. It straight up doesn't exist.
Yeah, so that's a perk.
Yeah.
I love how people always say like the fast pace, like they wish they could be this way, but since we grew up here, it's like I don't know how to be the other way. Like I feel like when we go to California, it's like, all right, chop, chop. Everybody's taking their time.
Yeah,
like,
I got angry on the sidewalk just walking home yesterday at how slow the people were walking on 6th Ave. Yeah. I was like, this is like, let's go, people.
Yeah, it's no casual strolling. No. Like, if you're casually strolling in the city, then you know you're not from here.
That's so true. I used to be that way when I grew up, actually. Like, we got places to be. My friends always joke that if they were late, like, my one friend came over to my house, like, a minute or something late one time, and I wasn't, like, talking shit about her, but she makes this joke that she was like, I came in a minute late and I was worried he would be like talking about me because she's never on time. But then when I got to college and I became so stressed, like I changed. I was like, people can be late. Let's walk and be present. Yeah. I'm weird now.
Yeah, that's very funny. But some background for those of you guys who maybe don't know Victoria. Victoria and I met, I guess, in New York, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
Two years ago. In 2019, we sat down, we had coffee together. We have a mutual friend, and she is the absolute best. She was, like, grinding, working on her podcast, and now she's blown up. She's massive. She's this huge star. You just hit 1 million followers on TikTok. It's so crazy. It's been so awesome watching that growth for you, and you put in so much work into your TikTok that I think, like, there are a lot of people that think, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. You just make a TikTok and you get all these followers.
Yeah.
And then when you actually try and do it, it's a lot of work.
That's
a
so
lot
true.
Of work.
And I remember during quarantine seeing you come up on my For You page all the time. Yeah. And I remember being like, wait, Fran is friends with this girl. Like, I know this girl somehow. How? And I just kept seeing you constantly. And it's amazing to see how much you've blown up and really have a great influence on a lot of young girls on there. Like, I'll click the comments and people will be like, oh my God, you made me feel so much better, and even make me feel better and her feel better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you have such a positive impact on the TikTok world because that place can be extremely toxic. Like, I think it's the meanest, by far the meanest social media
really?
App. Also the most fun. So, like, you know, comes and goes, but you have such a positive impact on there. And also you're funny.
Oh my God. Well, please tell that to my whole family, my brothers. None of them think I'm funny. It's been a whirlwind. I definitely, like, it is a grind. You know, when I tell people too, that you can, there's so much opportunity on that platform if you're trying to grow. But in the pandemic, like, when I saw the opportunity of that algorithm, I was just churning out like 4 to 5 a day. Like, that was all that I did. And it's funny you say it's a negative platform because I think I'm on, like, the right side of it. Right. You know, people joke they're on sides of TikTok. I'm like, I'm on the nice side. Sometimes my videos go mega viral. I'm like, oh, no. Bring it back to my people. But, it's been amazing. And thanks. That means a lot. And it does mean a lot when I see those comments, too, because I was thinking about this the other day. The problems I had from just, like, magazines and the Victoria's Secret fashion show that played once a year. Yeah. And then now these kids and young girls can pull out their phones every single day. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom. Yeah. What that is like.
Right.
When you're discovering who you are and, like, trying to be confident in who you are at, like, 14.
Yeah, it is crazy to think about they're growing up in a different world. Because I remember Instagram came out when I was, like, a sophomore in high school. And even that was kind of weird. And it was, like, girls in your grade would post pictures. And you'd be like, oh, like. But there was, like, these even crazier filters at the time. Now they look a little bit more
literal
real.
Literal Photoshop. I remember, like, carving out my stomach. There was no, like, smooth, just pinch it in on Facebook. Right,
it was wild. But, yeah, what's your For You page like when you're scrolling?
It's pretty good. I actually have a lot of, like, kids and babies. Like, I think I fell on, like, a very pure side of
My For You page is toxic as fuck. It's just people talking about, like, you don't even want to know. Like, it gets wild on there, but that sounds nice.
Mine's still beauty TikTok.
That's nice, too.
It's not bad.
There's a mix and match on that kind of algorithm.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I think it's just because when I had first, and I'm not, honestly, not on TikTok that much. It's by far my least used app just because I don't use it as much. Mm-hmm. However, it is the one that when I do open, I am on it the longest.
Yes.
You know, like Twitter, Instagram, you open, you can be on it for like 2 seconds and then close and do something else. When I open TikTok, I'm scrolling for like 2 hours. I'm like, oh shit, what just happened? So I think I just got into like watching the full videos of the makeup And because I was watching all the videos, like just full length, yeah, the algorithm was like, we're just going to give you every skincare, makeup, beauty. I've got all the dermatologists telling me what to buy from Sephora. I've got all, I feel like always think that.
When I watch a video all the way through and I hated it, I'm like, shit. I'm like, the algorithm saw me watch this. Yes. I'm going to get more of this.
Right. Yeah. You know, but now since you're talking about all the beauty TikToks, they're going to pop up on both of our phones. This is, it's very weird, but things catered to my life will pop up on my friends' phones. And they're like, this was for you. Now I have to send it to you. But we've just been hanging out so much that now, like, I'm getting what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's weird.
My friend and I were talking about a bag. She brought it over. The next day, I had an ad for this bag. I sent it to her, like, I mean,
it's creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, my Joe's niece has glasses, and we were literally at his mom's house talking with his sister and his niece about the new glasses she was getting, like children's glasses. Mm-hmm. And 2 hours later, I opened up Facebook and I had an ad for the children's glasses. Yeah. And like, why would I get an ad for children's glasses?
Hello,
and
there they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
So it is pretty crazy. But so when did you start your TikTok? Like, do you remember exactly when you started it?
Yeah, I actually remember starting it with this video of like getting home from an event looking cute. And then when you shut the door, like I did a transition, you're automatically in like sweats, like eating popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I actually I had a decent following on Instagram. I think I had like over 100K at the time I started TikTok. But when you start a new platform, you have zero. Unless you're like a big name and everyone flocks to follow you, like an A-lister. So I started at zero, and it was like my first 5-6 videos just weren't doing well. And I remember it's like an ego shot, right? I'm like, whoa, there's no comments, no likes, no one cares. So I got discouraged. And then I was like, I gotta go back. And then I had like my first semi-viral video, which was a volleyball video. And then I was like, I can't keep doing this, because I played in college, and that was kind of what gained me some interest, was my experiences as an athlete that were really real. And at this point in my career, I was like, okay, like I don't play college volleyball anymore. Like I don't. I need to be of interest. I need to serve in a different way. I need to talk about other things. Yeah. So that was that got me excited. I was like, okay, I can have a viral video, but I need to talk about something else that is relevant for me. And to me, it was body image. It was transitioning from being in college to the real world, especially as an athlete. It was mental health, navigating the early part of your 20s, living at home. And then fortunately, that was something relatable for people.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah. What sparked in you that you were like, I want to start talking about body image? Like, when did that all happen?
So everything, the portal kind of opened of my like TMI that I do every single day with opening up about anxiety and depression as a college athlete. And I actually was so mortified about being open about my body image. But what happened was I wrote this article on accepting muscles and like a stronger build that took off. And then a magazine reached out about doing a feature on me. And I was so excited, so I did the feature, and they wanted to do about body image. So I sit down. It's like an hour interview, just me and this girl. I'm just like pouring my heart out. They cut it down to a 2-minute thing. They take the worst of it. They add B-roll. Well, I'm like, I was coping with food. It's like a hand reaching for fries.
Oh, geez.
And I just felt like so exploited. Like, I was so embarrassed. So that got my story out there kind of like without my permission. And I didn't send it or post it. But then all these people who followed the magazine came to my page like, this was so helpful. This is what I struggle with. And then that like pushed me over the ledge to talk about this when I wasn't ready and then feel comfortable on the other side of it, because I kind of knew there was a community for it.
Yeah, because there's a point where it's like at first you feel awkward and uncomfortable because there is the side of like, I don't want people to judge me. But that's the hump of getting over it. And now you're like, everybody should feel this way.
Right. And I don't know how like deep into it you want to go, but like some disordered eating habits are glamorized, like it is like when people are quote unquote like not consuming a lot of food, like that is maybe the more what would the word be, that's like the more, this is a sick way, like attractive way have a struggle with food. Whereas for me, it's like when you are eating copious amounts of food, that's like, that makes me think of growing up like at a Catholic school and like gluttony is a sin, you know. Like, oh yeah, my god, I can't believe I'm eating 6 Cliff bars like in 20, you know. So that was the thing that held me back the most, was like, it's not a cute thing to be eating that much, is what I thought, you know. And then I found out that it's actually the most common disordered eating is binge eating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really do think, like, your stuff has always been very informative. Anytime we have been asked, or I'm talking to any of my friends that are like, oh, you know, my Instagram feels so fake all the time, I'm like, you gotta follow my friend Victoria, because she, when I'm scrolling and your stuff pops up, it is always kind of like a breath of fresh air, being like, okay, here's a reminder of what kind of real life is, which I also love, because you do talk about that on your podcast as well, Real Pod. That all
which
started,
you have been on,
yes, which I've been
and
a guest
soon,
on,
Rhea, today.
and it's absolutely great. What made you want to start a podcast, and where do you think your podcast is now compared to where you started?
Yeah, I wanted the podcast to be kind of like the second coming of my Instagram. And I was doing this thing called hashtag Real Post, where I was doing what you kind of just described. But I wanted to bring that to life through conversation. I wanted to invite other people to get real about whatever it is that they want to talk about. And so I remember thinking for so long about a name. Like, I wanted the name of the show to be so, so cool.
Yeah.
And then I think one day, I forget who it was, it was like, well, we have Real Post. We have Real Pod. And I was like, you know what? Easy. Done. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. And then, yeah, in terms of how it's grown, well, it is so cute, yeah, because when we met and I had just started the show, and it is nothing compared to Chicks in the Office, but I'm slowly chugging away. But yeah, it's grown. I think, you know, the first 50 episodes, I didn't make any money. I was just bringing my Yeti microphone to a coffee with one person, yep, editing it, producing it, putting it out, pushing out the content. And then fortunately got able to sign with the network about a year ago. And that's been super helpful. And then, you know, like, you get one guest, gives you credibility to get the next cool guest. Mm-hmm. You keep kind of climbing.
Yeah.
So it's been so fun.
Which guest that you've had on has surprised you the most?
Besides me.
Yeah, besides Fran.
I will say Fran really did. And I was like, going for that episode, I didn't know what to expect, because I didn't really know what was there. And sometimes when I do know what's there with a guest, if they've done a video, mm-hmm, or they've done something, I feel like I show up and I'm trying to lead them to tell the same, mm-hmm, story. I'm like just regurgitated on my show.
Right.
But with someone like you, when you get them out of their element and in a place where they are like, yeah, you know, my college experience wasn't what I expected, yeah, or this is where I've struggled, it means so much. So mm. I think Fran was a good example.
You have created a safe space, which I really like, because, you know, I just think that there have been opportunities, and we talk about college on our show and things like that, but it's just not really what we do on, mm-hmm, Chicks in the Office all the time. I'm sure, right, our listeners would love to.
I would love to pour my heart out on every episode, but nobody, yeah, wants to hear
some,
that.
At some point, like, you know, we have kind of curated how our show works and what we do. So when you get to do another type of show that focuses on something else, you are able to share a little, mm-hmm, bit more. So I really love doing your show. You've had some really great guests on. Have you had like a top three?
I've had so many, like I can't even choose. I will, yeah, say, just because she's on the top of my mind, Kendall Toole from Peloton. Mm-hmm. I knew her from SC. I'm going to see her tonight, actually, because we're in New York. She comes to mind. And
we met her when she was at Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. Yeah. And she had a really powerful episode, like really went there, super articulate, has an incredible like mental health story. So hers was great. But back to what you guys were just, yeah, saying, how you made a joke, Rhea, about like, oh, no one would care to listen. I mean, I'm sure there are people who would, but you're right. Like, you've built a show on like certain things you talk about. Mm. I've been struggling recently because I have built mine on like the complete opposite, the pouring my heart out.
Right.
And sometimes recently I'm like, I just want to shoot the shit. Like, right, I don't want, right, to talk, right, about, right, what is my insecurity today.
Right. Right. You're, but, like, I just really want to talk about The Bachelor, and I don't want to talk.
They don't want
and
that
I'm like,
me.
I don't want to talk about The Bachelor. I want to talk about myself.
Yeah. No, but they don't want that from me. So it's, yeah, funny. Like, that is so refreshing for me to hear, yeah, because, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'd love to just talk about The Bachelor, yeah, and pop culture. And you guys are like, we'd love to talk about like meaning and purpose.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, trust me. I get people all the time are like, does Rhea forget that this is a show about pop culture and not herself? And I'm like, well, you know what? Sometimes I gotta get some shit off my brain, okay?
Yep.
I need a place to vent.
Well, it's hard what you guys do every day. You have to be in the mood to do that. That was something, mm-hmm, I asked you about.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, we do a lot of that. It is, we love it, and thankfully,
it's great, but it gets, yes, tiring talking about other people all the time.
Right. For sure,
you know,
sure,
what I mean? You're,
sure,
like, all right, well.
You're like, right, Katie's looking for this kind of man, and I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, which is why therapy is great too sometimes, yep, but, what we can talk a little pop culture, because there was a moment in your life recently that I think probably maybe trumps all other life events for you. You've been doing these TikToks, which are so funny, of, you know, you're in the car with Max, your fiance, like, and you're playing Taylor Swift songs, and he's great in them, but it's like explaining these Taylor Swift songs, and he's like, yeah, okay, like, calm down. And you go so deep into it, and it's so funny. And you have, you, they have blown up, but you had one really blow up, and you were like, this is the one Taylor Swift could actually see.
I was
now
like,
she's on TikTok, she's like probably scrolling. And I remember seeing your stories. You're like, I'm so upset she didn't see it. Like,
I was in the car with my mom. Like, if there was a video, mom, that Taylor Swift would have noticed me, it would have been video. That one. And it's been 4 days. It's over for me. I'm like, it's off the algorithm.
Yep. No one's going to see it now. But she did, in fact, see it. She did comment. And I was dying laughing. Like, you're like, you gave a live reaction on Instagram, basically, like, waking up and seeing that she commented
I
on your TikTok.
I was topless. I, like, literally pulled like up.
As you should be when Taylor Swift comments.
Because I was like, I need to get my genuine reaction. And then I'm like, of course, the one morning, I sleep with clothes on. I don't know what it was hot that night. That was insane. I woke up that morning. I saw a comment from someone else. Because I was checking my comments to bed. It said, she commented in all caps. And I was like, know what this is referring to. Yeah. I go to the video, and it is all caps. We've got the cat crying emoji, which I think is the first time we've seen her do like the LOL emoji. So that was a big reveal. And she's like, I'm laughing so hard. And I love you.
Yeah.
And I think I about died right there. I still haven't come back.
I mean,
she
don't
said
post
it was better
anymore.
Than the day she got engaged.
Well, I was laughing because my screensaver was Max on one knee, and like 2 seconds later, I'm like, my new screensaver is a screenshot of Taylor Swift's comment.
I mean, I feel like anybody would have the same reaction. Like, it's Taylor Swift. She took the time out of her day to look at that and comment.
I still don't even really. It doesn't really process with me.
She is also, I think, the kind of celebrity who does remember those kinds of things. So, like, now you've opened the door, right?
I can't believe
she has a concert. Like,
no, that's
you're
what I'm saying.
Like, you're backstage.
But no,
for sure.
I think of like the Reputation room. It's like the next time she does something like that, like you probably make that list. Because like she doesn't comment on a ton of people's TikToks, but I do think that like when she does see something she really likes, she like goes back to it.
It's funny you say that because as a Taylor stan, like that has crossed my mind. I'm like, was
you
this
how she is
was
with
this
her fans.
Flagged and sent to tree? Like, you know, like I'm like, anything could happen at this point.
You'll meet her.
Oh my God. Well, so it's funny because I'm going to sound like a crazy person, but I like manifest things in my life. I'm like, oh, by the time I'm getting married, like I'll be friends with her. I'm like, I'll be in the girl group. Remember when she had that girl group? I was like 16, I'm like, I'll be in the group. Not in the group. We're getting the comment.
You're close though.
But I'm like,
closer to marriage.
So I'm off.
Still not in the group.
Yeah. I'm off schedule, but you know.
Yeah. You're not married yet.
The race isn't over.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Anything could happen.
Right. You're going to go home and be like, Max, we're going to have to actually push the date back because
like,
I'm just not there with Taylor Swift yet.
And
literally.
She must be at the wedding.
Oh, literally.
Who's your maid of honor?
Aubrey, my best friend.
Move her aside. Taylor Swift's going to
be the maid of honor. Well, it's funny because when I sent her, I literally, within 2 seconds of this proves she's the maid of honor. I sent her the video of Taylor Swift. She's in all caps. If you need me to step down at maid of honor, let me know.
That's a true best friend right there.
Literally.
Oh, man. Well, that is so cool. And I love seeing, you know, some of these other opportunities you've been getting. Like, I mean, you're like a swimsuit model now.
Mm. Oh, my God. No. But
my
friend who is a swimsuit model, Ella Helikas with Sports Illustrated, she's amazing, had me in her shoot for her bikini line. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I'm like, hi, it's Victoria. I'm like, did you call the wrong number? Not a thing that I do. And she was like, yes, queen. Like, she's the, we'll hype you up.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, I did it. I was definitely the most awkward one there. There's like a picture of me with Kristen Harper, the new rookie. And I'm like, and then Ella's to my right. I'm like, but you know, I was trying.
She's so stunning.
I'm a big, so stunning. Yeah. And the nicest person.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of stepping outside of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I think if you have an opportunity to do something that's uncomfortable and you don't think you're going to die,
right,
do it.
And an opportunity that is really cool, where it is something like, you know, a swimsuit campaign with all different types of bodies and something like that. Like, you know, it's not like you were invited to do a swimsuit campaign and closest person next to you is like a size two at max.
Right. I believed in this. You know, yeah. It was like the women that they brought, it was so special. Yeah. I've literally never seen a lineup of people in the same bikini like as I did that one. So that was big for it. And also, speaking of like, you know, the thing that you do, is it niche or niche? I always avoid
the word. I have this same fucking problem.
I think it's niche.
I like niche. I don't like niche. I like niche.
Yeah, niche doesn't flow, but I think it is niche.
And no, I think people are like, you gotta find your niche. I'm like, but niche is like,
I think when you see the word, you think it should be niche, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
So, niche sounds like a bug.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
go niche.
I'm forever gonna do it. So when you find your niche, I'm like, people say you're a role model. Like, I have a lot of moms who follow me and like try to get their daughters to follow me, but the moms follow me. And so I'm like, being sexy, wearing a bikini, like having a hot pic, like it's not something, I can't tell if I don't feel comfortable with it or it's that I think that's not for my community.
Right.
But I want to step into that. Like, I'm 24. Yeah. I remember watching people do something similar at like 21. And I'm like, Victoria, you're 24. I'm like, you're a grown ass woman. You can have a bottle of wine at the end of the day if you want. You can put on a bikini. You can take a sexy picture. That's something I'm trying to step into. Yeah.
It is very, reminds me of kind of like what Billie Eilish has been doing, where I think she has felt like she wasn't quite comfortable in her body, like at a younger age. And then she created this image. And then it was like, I really don't care that you guys are all not used to seeing me like this. Now I feel comfortable doing this, so I'm going to do it.
I love a good sexy picture.
We know.
I know, but not in like, you say that in a way where it's like, we know. It's like, I just feel
good. No, because you look good.
I just feel good. Like, yeah. The other day, I took a picture of myself in the mirror in just my underwear, and I was like, I would love to post this. I mean, I'm not that confident yet, but I was like, I feel great like this.
I love that. See, I need some of that in my life. It's hard. I don't even know how to pose. I'm not like that too.
I'm terrible. I
you know what else too, though? Speaking of the Billie Eilish thing, another thing that gets me is I hate being sexualized by people I don't want to sexualize me.
Right.
Like if I'm walking down the street in a cute outfit, like it's not for you, dude. Like, and that is hard for me. Like I think I just feel, I feel icky when I see a guy like look you up and down, and you can't that's not the reason I shouldn't be the person I want to be, but it is an annoying part of it.
It is annoying,
but how do you deal with that?
I don't care because I'm like, I feel good. I look good. Of course people are going to think I look good right now because I do look good. So you know what I mean?
I
like,
love that.
Is that weird? Like, I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't prefer for this man to be like licking his lips while looking at me. But at the end of the day, he thinks I look good. So, you know, it's weird sometimes, but...
Right.
And you probably should have a little more coof when it comes to that. But at the end of the day, like, okay, I look good.
Yeah. And it just should just come from how you feel anyway.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's why
it is hard to not think about the outside of it or the comments about it and things like that.
Because you can't control that. Like it's literally out of your control. You can tell people as much as you want, don't sexualize me. They're going to do it anyway. You know, like a lot of guys like are just going to do it.
You know what else I want to say right now? And this is perfect for this. I need your guys' thoughts.
Yeah.
I always think about this. Like even if I did get a really hot picture with like tits out, everything, I think about like, oh, my parents would see this. My yaya would see this. I think my brothers, like I think about all those people. And then I'm like, Ariana Grande is like Nani. Is like her. Is it Nani?
Yeah, her Nana.
Nana. Sorry. Her Nana. They have the cutest relationship. She's got her parents and like, she, you know, she's got her songs. Like, they're very sexual. And I'm like, when do you, like, cross the threshold and your family's like, okay, you know, I love Ariana Grande. I'm just saying that's the one I think about, that dynamic. Like, what does Nana think about things? Maybe she's, like, a big fan of it. But the family dynamic, I think, is a hard one for me to push past.
Yeah, I think it depends on your family. You know, everybody's raised differently. Everybody's parents are more strict or less strict. My family just... is like they don't care and they're like, you do you, and like they want me to look good. Like they would be upset if I felt like I looked bad or if I was like trying to hide myself.
Right.
Like there was a period of time where I was just like always wearing like really baggy sweatshirts, and like my parents took notice and they were like, you don't usually dress like this. Like, what happened to the Rhea that wore like the crop tops all the time? Right. And in my head I was like, it's kind of weird that my parents want me to wear crop tops, but they just wanted me to feel good about myself.
And that's amazing. And I know my family, too, wants the same. I definitely still have, like, the yaya.
I understand where you're coming from that, because also when you start to established yourself in that position where, like, you have your family members or your parents say things to you like, oh, you know, you just, you look great and you don't need to share anything more. Like, you toy that line. Like, and it's like, okay, well, what if I want to go on the other side of that line?
Right.
And then it's, right, it's tough.
And a lot of it I'm trying to unlearn, right? It's the way we've been, like, brought up as women is that this is quote unquote slutty, or this is not okay, or this is promiscuous, or this says this about you. And we're realizing that's not the case at all. Yeah. Like, that's not the case, and no one should judge me based on how I want to show up in the world. So I also always question myself, like, am I having to, is this patriarchy shit that, like, I am trying to work through?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like,
it is a lot.
The other day I just got this, I got two tattoos and I got cherries, and my sister didn't want me to get them at all. She was like, cherries are really slutty. And I was like, I really don't care, like, if they're slutty, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if they're considered slutty, like, what, who cares? Why is slutty bad?
I also don't also think, like, is it even, I don't slutty think they are. I don't, they're cherries.
I'm trying to make the connection between a really cute, is it a fruit or is it a vegetable?
Yeah. Yeah. Fruit. No, no. Apparently it's a slutty thing, but also what, so what?
Yeah, yeah, right. It is, it's crazy. But
okay, wait, my next hot pick caption, Rhea energy.
I love that.
Absolutely. All right, Victoria, what else do you have coming up? I know you also, you're touring and you talk to all these college athletes and tell your story and just, you know, give them some life advice, which is amazing. But we, you know, what's going on? What's coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am still speaking at different schools, which is great, to student athletes. Still got the podcast that I'm doing every Wednesday. I am working on trying to actually take more time for myself. I, like, right now my November calendar is kind of empty, and I'm, like, looking at Elise, like, how can we keep it this way? Because I want to enjoy wedding planning. I want, like, this is a time, and my mother, like, we've got it planned. Like, it's we're not going longer than a year on this engagement. Yeah. So I'm like, I want some time to soak this up and really live it. So, you know, I've got a lot of exciting things going on around me, but there's always going to be things that we want to do, and I am trying to remember that this is a time in my life that I really want to enjoy.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And everyone can follow Victoria on Instagram at Victoria Garrick, and TikTok is
Victoria Garrick 4.
Yes, that's
gotta find the other VG and get that.
Yeah, like, I love how it's Victoria Garrick 4 and 1 million followers.
Right. I don't think. Yeah, I know, right? I don't. That's so lame. I don't think. I think I messaged her, like, very, very in the beginning. I don't think the person's ever posted. Mm-hmm. I should try again.
Yeah, you should.
Well, now that you've established yourself enough with TikTok, I'm sure you have some kind of, like, TikTok correspondent.
I could, but I'm like, is that the ask I want to make? You know, you know, when you have those contacts, and you got to really be like, is this my ask?
We were just talking about this
with Meghan Trainor.
We had Meghan Trainor and her brother on the podcast, and we were joking about how she saw as an underscore in her Instagram name, and we were like, come on.
Yeah, I was like, grow up, Meghan.
You got to, like, get rid of that. Exactly. Like, get, like,
yeah, but you're Victoria Garrick.
You can call someone and say, like, tell the other Meghan Trainor to, she can take the underscore.
That's hilarious.
But no, yeah, there's got to be a way for you to take over Victoria. But I do like it, and everyone listening is probably like, Fran really knows everything about this girl's life. I was going to say, 4 is a really significant number for you, so it works anyway,
I think. You're the sweetest. I love that. And that is the cool part
really
about my
do
pages.
Watch, like, all your stuff.
But that's the thing is, I forget that people, like, you literally know all my dark secrets. Yeah. Like, if someone follows me, I'll run into people who are like, oh my God, I love the apartment. I heard therapy on Thursday was tough. I'm like, where do you live?
No, I'm like, I'm going to Home Goods. How do I know you? Always Target. She's got great pillows. I want this. I want that. Talking about couches.
Right.
Like,
I bet you guys probably get that too. It's funny, you forget people listen. You're like, I show up, we're in this little booth, and then there's, like, everyone
you're like, wait, I said that publicly because there's no one in this room, and then I forget that it, like, goes out to people and they know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely,
it is what it is. But everybody follow Victoria. Make sure you check out her podcast, comes out on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Real Pod. Perfect.
You guys are gonna be on the show, so they gotta hit that one up.
Great, thank you so much, Victoria. We're so excited that you were able to come.
Thanks, guys. I had the best time.
All right, everyone, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you all. We hope to see you in New York this Wednesday, and we'll also talk to you on Wednesday for our Bachelorette recap.
VotePCAs.com.